nearby as far as you could kick your hat. He won me four lengths that day, and he looked really good. But the massive rise in class from a Tamworth maiden to a class one at Newcastle brought him undone. Abdullah gave him every hope. But he's back to country class today. It is a class two, but it's not a class two like he would have struck if he, like that class one he struck on the provincials. One to beat nine, 10 Sadiqa, formerly with Greg Bennett, first run for Chris Lees, won well for Bennett here last start, loves this track, and number 11, best of the others in the race, so I'm 1, 9, 10 and 11.
So 1, 9, 10, 11, what was your best there, Gary?
I got America, mate, race 3, number 2, the best bet of the day on a superlative country program. It's an absolute river.
Yeah, looking forward to the coverage. We'll catch you from the yard on Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the day.
Yeah, mate, we'll have plenty of interviews to help punters. Hopefully, we can find them plenty of winners.
Good on you, Gary. There he is, Gary Harley. It's 10:31. We'll take a break, and then Fred Hastings with this morning's edition, A Pacing Rewind.
Two outstanding sales, one great location. Don't miss the HTBA Scone Yearling Sale, May 14 and 15, followed by the Scone Weanling and Thoroughbred Sale, also May 15, both at White Park Scone. Visit inglis.com.au.
At Bingley this Mother's Day, they've got that many things Mum will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head to bingley.com.au and check out the Mother's Day catalogue, or head in store and spoil Mum this Mother's Day.
The Menangle Tips, 10:30 Saturday morning.
We've been a big week of harness racing. Fred Hastings is with me. Fred, good morning to you.
G'day, Simon. Yeah, it certainly has been a great week, culminating in some outstanding racing last night. At all kicked off a week ago with West Wyalong. Bernie Hewitt and Amanda Turnbull trained and drove doubles, and Jared Alton won the cup with I'm a Mystery Girl, so well done to Jared. Monday, Menangle had a meeting, and Shane and Lauren Tritton and Craig Cross trained doubles, and Todd and Luke McCarthy drove doubles. Tuesday, Canberra raced, and Luke Primer trained and he trained a double, and Dennis Picker trained a double as well. So Dennis Picker's been in good form because he backed it up at Bathurst on Wednesday, where he trained and drove a double. So it's been a good week for Dennis. Thursday, Coolamon had their cup rescheduled to that day, and Bruce Harpley and Stanning combined to win the cup, the Pacers Cup, and of course a double to Reece McGuire at the meeting. And on Thursday night, Penrith, it was Darren McCall and Chris Geary and Craig Cross and Luke McCarthy combining for doubles. So between those two trainers and those two drivers, they picked up half the program at Penrith. Friday, Wagga race, the Hillier Hart combination landed a double. To Newcastle last night, Leon Jure trained a double, Nathan Zurab drove a double, and of course Menangle last night, David Aiken, who drove a winner, he drove the last race winner at Menangle on Monday. He drove the last race winner last night, a horse he trained called Medal of Honour, but of course he also won a very important race last night, the Group 2 Bulleye Cup, as a trainer with Lenny the Shark.
28-7 for the second quarter. So the half in 55-1, 600 left to go. And it's Lenny the Shark and Tiger Tara. How can they keep going up front? These two champs get about two lengths in front of Better Bet Black, and then came Ultimate Art, followed by Spare Me Days, My Field Marshal, followed by Lord Zinzan, and then Ideal Majority. They're on the bend, 400 left to go. Lenny gets ahead in front of Tiger Tara, 27 the quarter. They straighten up. It's Lenny the Shark in front of Tiger Tara. These two harness heavyweights go to war still. Down the outside, My Field Marshal runs on. MacDoro's back to the pegs. Spare Me Days runs on. Lenny must be vulnerable, but he's lifting. It's Lenny the Shark in front. Spare Me Days, My Field Marshal, take a bow, Lenny. You are a champion with a capital C. Run them into the ground. Lenny the Shark, Mac Doro, My Field Marshal, Spare Me Days.
Yeah, so that was a very strong performance from Lenny the Shark, Fred. And when you look where Tiger Tara wound up, that gives you some indications to how tough he is, doesn't it?
Well, he's just a monster. He is just a monster, Simon. I mean, Tiger Tara, to the horse's credit, I mean, look, it dropped out and finished at midfield, but it wasn't beaten metres, you know, like it wasn't, you know, disgraced. It was a race where, you know, clearly from the get-go, the Aiken camp flagged their intentions to try and cross Better Bet Black, who is one of the quickest, well, he is the quickest horse off the arm as a rule at Menangle. He found the pegs first. He was able to cross the inside pair, but then from there, it was game on with Tiger Tara and Lenny the Shark. So Lenny the Shark was able to get across to the pegs, and Todd McCarthy has then gone up on the outside, and they absolutely wetted each other from the turnout of the home straight at the 1,200 metres, and it was really only on the apex of the bend where Lenny got a slight margin, and he was able to get, you know, about a head in front, and then you could just see from there, he kicked away from Tiger Tara. And I said in the call, he's got to be vulnerable, but that might be so of a lesser horse. But when you're talking a champion like Lenny the Shark, he wasn't. He was able to find something and hold those other horses at bay.
And for someone like me that, you know, isn't as entrenched in the game as you are, Fred, from an outsider looking in, it did look like a genuine Group 1 champion against horses that aren't at that level.
Well, look, he is a champion, and you're right. Tiger Tara finished second in a New Zealand Cup and has been outstanding, you know, since coming across. Tiger Tara, just for the record, finished 6 metres behind the winner. That's about a length and a half. So when you consider that they went quarters of 26-4, 28-7, 27 and 27-6, and they were at each other, and I'm talking stride for stride up front, nose for nose, Tiger Tara's run, beaten 6 metres, 6.5 metres, is outstanding. And just obviously having to do that extra distance sitting outside of Lenny is why he was dropping out at the end. But you're right, he's an Inter Dominion Miracle Mile champion. He is without doubt one of the best horses that we've seen, certainly in recent years, over the last decade, Lenny the Shark. He's got an amazing following, Simon. This horse has got, a Facebook page and social media people. You know, he's got a massive amount of followers. And last night, when they were coming back after the race, the crowd that were there last night, they were all cheering for Lenny and applauding. And it just augurs well for what lie ahead in coming months.
So will Tiger Tara get his chance to take him on again at some stage?
Oh, no doubt. Tiger Tara is a Group 1 horse. And I'd be thinking perhaps the Len Smith Mile down track. And certainly I know the Barner looking ahead to Perth. The dates for Perth, which I'll talk about a little bit later on, have been released for the Inter Dominion. So Tiger Tara will be eyeing off Perth. There's a lot of the Kiwis who follow the sport who saw Lazarus win again on Friday, and they'd be salivating at the prospect of David Aiken heading to New Zealand for the New Zealand Trotting Cup. I don't know if that's on the agenda. I think David would be probably concentrating on the ID, but hey, he knows the horse better than me, and I'm sure he'll be there when the whips are cracking in all the big races. Lenny the Shark, he's a superstar. Last night was a goosebumps sort of moment for me when I realised that he was holding them with 50 to go, and they weren't going to get him, and I thought, how have you done this?
Yeah. Classic war horse, isn't he?
Yeah, all right, 149.72, I must mention. Broke the 150 again, did Lenny, so yeah, that speaks volumes. And the other big race last night, Simon, was the APG $322,000 race. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had a chat on this show about a horse who won the Bathurst Gold Crown called Cast Along Shadow and said it was a bit of a fairy tale. Well, there was another bit of a fairy tale evolving last night in the Group 1 race for 2-year-old Colton Geldings.
But now he says, go and have a look at it. Go, Luminaire flattens in about 4 lengths in front of Steph's Best. Jillaby Lorenzo runs home. Sicario's the deepest, still spotting them 5 or 6. Third quarter, 28-7. This is in one race, the rest in another for the moment. It's Luminaire in front. Jillaby Lorenzo and Steph's Best are having a great battle for the Miners. And down the outside, late Sicario. But have a look at Luminaire go. Maintains its unbeaten record. How's that for a $30,000 purchase? It bolts in to beat Steph's Best. Jillaby Lorenzo, Sicario.
So Luminaire, the favourite, winning the APG final there for the Colts and Geldings. Freddie, straight to the front and was never going to be beaten.
Yeah, look, batted out quarters of 27-2, then got the money quarter, Simon, 31-9. Jason Lee was able to back off the tempo, and there was probably an expectation that maybe Sicario would have come around, but the horse didn't make the move at that stage. Then they went 28-7, and Luminaire's got up the Menangle straight in 26-6, posting a 154-4. There was a lot of talk pre-race that Steph's Best was going to maybe try and hold out Luminaire, who was anticipated as being the leader, but I think just after the start, and with the greatest of respects to Steph's Best, who ran a terrific race for the Tabers and Todd McCarthy, Luminaire gave him a bit of a cold at the start. He found the front so easily, Luminaire, and it was just an outstanding performance. And Ange McDowell, who trains Lumineer, will be absolutely on cloud nine, no doubt, Simon.
Well, we have Ange on the line this morning. Ange, good morning to you and congratulations.
Thanks very much, guys.
Yeah, Ange, look, congratulations. It was a great race to watch and be part of as a caller. Seeing him go so quickly up the straight, he left them lamenting. 5 from 5, he came into the race as a $30,000 purchase, and he'd almost won that back already in prize money, but picked up a $150,000 check. No doubt your biggest training moment to date.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was just amazing to get the score on the board with all my family and some friends that flew up as well. It was just fantastic for us and for the horse as well.
Always the anticipation or the expectation, I should say, that you would lead in the race. Was that the plan from the get-go?
Oh, look, we sort of didn't have any concrete, solid plans going into the race. Sort of the number two horse declared it sort of was going to lead and possibly not hand up. But, I mean, Jason's just said before the race, he does have brilliant gate speed. So, you know, we just sort of left up to Jason to, you know, do whatever he thought was best, really. I mean, he's been driving the horse and he knows him well, so, you know, sort of try not to tell him too much of what to do.
Ange, what did you see in the horse as a baby? Like, you bought him at the SARS for $30,000. Did something stand out in your to your eye that you thought, hey, this horse has got the makings?
Yeah, look, I actually saw him first on the APG Facebook page. It was just they have short videos of different horses before the sales, and I don't know, just the way he walked and that sort of thing. He just had sort of all the scope of aim and that sort of thing, and we sort of looked him up then because I didn't actually originally have him marked in my book, and he had pretty nice breeding on the dam side, particularly a lot of black type through her family, and then when we inspected him on sales day, because I don't get a chance to get around to any of the studs and see the horses, we just really, really liked him. So, hung around for the day and were lucky enough to get him, which was, fantastic.
Son of sports writer, you mentioned the Damn Birds Can Sing as a rock and roll Hanover mare, and hence there's certainly great appeal there. How easy was he to train? I've read with great interest you train him down at a place or near Lady Bay at Warrnambool, where you rub shoulders with the likes of the Wilds and Darren Weir and company who train their thoroughbreds there.
That's right. You know, that's a big part of his training down there is at the Lady Bay. It's just it just relaxes horses. Like, if you talk to Darren Weir, he often says that, you know, he'll have horses at the stables in Ballarat and he'll flick them down to Warrnambool, and, you know, it just changes their whole attitude. It's like they've been for, you know, a mini break or something. It freshens them right up. But for him, because we're only a small stable, it's good to get him out amongst other horses and that. That's sort of matured him a lot, I think. But, you know, he's been a great little horse to train. He's just kept improving each time we sort of come in and we ask him for a bit more. He just kept responding. So, you know, we're still pretty careful with our babies. We don't like to push them too hard if they're, you know, showing any signs of being not interested or you know, any and under any stress. Sorry, physically, we, quite happy to put them aside. But, you know, he just kept measuring up to what we asked of him. So, yeah, he's sort of made our job pretty easy that way.
They're nice horses to have in the stable, aren't they, Ange, when they're like that?
They are. They make you look a lot more capable than you probably are.
I wouldn't say that. You've been training for 8 years. You really limit your team. It's a boutique sort of stable, usually 3 horses maximum. That said, you're part of a family business with the dairy there, and so that would obviously keep you very busy, and the horses would obviously occupy a bit of your time that you would normally spend with the cows.
Yeah, no, definitely. Probably have my family a lot to thank for that. They step in and help out where they're needed and that sort of thing, and they're a big part of it all. Like, you know I'm down as a trainer, but they're a massive part of the whole operation. So, you know, as I've said before, it's a genuine family set up. So, I have them to thank. They're a massive part of it. And I'm only trained for my family. I don't take out wild horses or anything, so... Yeah, it's just really, really pleasing result.
I spoke to your father, Brian, after the race, and I said, well done, and he pointed straight to you and said, she's done all the work, and he said it with so much pride. It's special when you win for the family. I know you had a lot of your family there last night.
Yeah, no, I did. I think my ears are still ringing, actually, after the race. But, it was really special to have a lot of family and that sort of thing there, that's for sure.
Jason Lee, a terrific association with the horse, and he gave a nice, solid salute. He raised the whip. He knew he had some covered 50 from home.
Yeah, no, he said he could hear us roaring, so he thought he'd better give us something. So, yeah, no, yeah, Jason's done a fantastic job with the horse. He's, you know, been there from the starters, and he's got out of bed and gone to trials on terrible, you know, Sunday mornings and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, and, you know, he's stuck with him and that sort of thing. So, yeah, no, he deserved to be holding the reins last night.
Excellent. And where to now, Ange? Where do you head with him now? What are the plans?
Oh, look, there's a few sort of options for him. He's Breeders' Challenge eligible, being New South Wales bred, and he's also been invited to the Jewels over in New Zealand. So, you know, but we're not sort of putting anything concrete, and we're not ruling anything out either. We'll get him home and get him back in his own environment, which I think he's looking forward to, and just decide from there what exactly we'll do.
Hit the beach, so to speak.
Yeah, no, he'll be down the beach mid this week with the May Carnival down home. So, he'll be in amongst it.
Awesome. Well, look, thanks for giving us some time, Ange. Congratulations to you and the family. He is really an excitement machine, Lumineer, and no doubt we're going to be hearing and seeing a whole lot more of him in coming months. Well done.
Well, I hope so. Thanks for that.
Ange McDowell there, Simon, and a real family affair. As I said, I was talking briefly to her dad post-race, and he was beaming, and the rest of the family there with the APG trophies. It was a real family affair, and just added to what was an amazing night last night.
So that was the Colts and Geldings APG final. Are the fillies up next Friday at Melton?
That's correct, yeah. The fillies go to Melton. There's some nice fillies going around there, and... I haven't actually caught up if the draw's been done yet, so I'm not 100% on whether the draw's done yet for that race. But, it's a great series. They alternated. I think we had the fillies last year, if my memory serves me correctly, and they sort of rotate between Sydney and Melbourne from time to time. But last night we saw some great racing. And just a special mention, Simon, a trotter, won the Trotters' Cup, the Benchmark. It made a mistake just after the start, tailed off, tacked on, and ground out a very very dour win. So the Benchmark, Jack Traynor and Murray Howard, well done to them last night.
How did Dale Packer go in that Trotters Cup?
He was TKO'd early. He got into trouble in the early stages of the race, El Paco, and he ended up finishing seventh. He was beaten a bit over four lengths from the winner, but had to do a lot of chasing. It was pushed wide early. Had to do a lot of chasing, made a move and just couldn't go on with it, and the Benchmark did. Our Summer Vacation finished on for second and Shetland third, so a few of the rougher brigade running in the placing. Sunset Tour was the fourth horse who added real spice into the first four. Of the fancies, Our Dream Lover got into a bit of trouble. He was in the market. He got into trouble when the Benchmark galloped. The Benchmark was set around as favourite and obviously has plenty of ability, but last night this four-year-old really stepped up. So, good race. And the time-honoured Carousel, remiss of me not to mention the Carousel final. The Carousel was taken out by Anything for Love for Shane and Lauren Tritton and Chris Geary. They won a Group 2. Chris was very pumped crossing the line, Simon. Chris doesn't show a lot of emotion, but he gave a little bit of a fist pump. I think he really enjoyed winning the Carousel. It's one of our top races. Beat Motu Premier from the Purdens Barn, and Raka Razor finished third in the race. And I am aware that the stewards, some news, they did inquire into the driving tactics adopted by Mark Purden on Sicario. And they were satisfied with his explanation that the horse wasn't travelling well enough to be put into the race in the back straight. Just didn't seem appropriate a move at the time. And as a consequence, the stewards accepted, being a two-year-old race, Mr. Purden's explanation. But it did garner a bit of interest on social media, that particular race. But Lumineer, superstar, fine.
Yeah, Sicario, well beaten in the end. I guess what sparked the social media outcry was probably where they were in the market, because they're pretty close to each other, weren't they?
Well, they were, and Sicario previously had sat park, but Sicario ended up sitting three back in the running line, and pretty much when pulled out on the final turn, just seemed to... I had the 10.50s on him. I don't know whether he contacted the inside horse or whether he just seemed to go a little ungainly on the bend, a little bit lost on the bend, but he was the deepest horse, and he just couldn't pick up ground on Lumineer, who, mate, like I said, when they're running 26.6 up, from the 400 to the post, very hard when you're sitting, you know, four lengths, five lengths behind it to make any reasonable ground.
Now, we've got Forbes on this afternoon.
Yeah, the big carnival of cups there, the Forbes Services Club final, 8 races. Monday, Bankstown with 8 races, Canberra with 8 Monday night. Tuesday, Menangle back up with 9 races, Wagga with 8, and Bathurst have 8 races on Wednesday. Then we go Penrith Thursday, Tamworth and Leeton Friday, Newcastle Saturday, and Menangle also Saturday. They've got a Group 3 mare's race, the tailor-made Lombo, so we'll get to see the mare strutting their stuff at Menangle once again on Saturday nights on.
Good on you, Freddie. Thanks very much for your help this morning. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon, and we'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure, mate, and I'll talk to you during the week.
Fred Hastings there. It's 10 to 11. We'll take a break, and then Stuart Turner to take a look at greyhound racing.
The Big Sports Breakfast. Sports Breakfast.
West Tigers captain Aaron Woods on being booed at the game.
Ah, mate, it just shows you how good and passionate our fans are. Look, it didn't bother me. I just love how passionate the West Tigers fans are. I've been lucky enough to play under my whole career, so it is what it is. But, you know, it's part of footy. I had a job that I had to do from Ivan, and that's all I was worried about doing. If anything, you know, I don't mind. It's pretty cool running out. Like, it's like running out Suncorp when you're playing in the state of origin. You sort of get the goosebumps, and, you know, you're ready for a big game to screw everybody wrong.
The Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Slats. 5:30 weekdays on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing One. Brought to you by USG Borrell, Penrith Mazda, TAB, and Volkswagen Amarok.
Are you ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-year-old Challenge, and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday, the 13th, is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guinea, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic, and 4 listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and be trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
Every morning on Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ is the punter's pal. Trainers, jockeys, TAB fixed odds markets, and the all-important selections from our form analysts all help make for a winning day.
How's the horse ready for this first up run today?
Yeah, she's all set, Andrew. She's come through 2 trials well.
Join Andrew Bensley on Tuesday morning at 9
for the latest on Adelaide's Group 1 Sangster Stakes. Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's 8 minutes to 11. Stewie Turner now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is with me. Stuart, good morning.
Morning, Simon. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How was the action at Wentworth Park last night?
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. Maybe had 4 heats of the Group 3 Ladies Bracelet Series at Wentworth. Now, $25,000 to the eventual winner here. This series open to female greyhounds only, of course. Dawn Mini recorded the fastest time with a strong run in her heat. Another winner catching the eye was She's Grand. Now, she won her heat last night. That's now 3 wins in a row for her, all at Wentworth Park. She's really hit form at the right time for this series, Simon. And for me, she's probably the one to beat in Saturday's final.
Okay, let's have a listen to She's Grand winning her heat last night.
Racing. Utah Miss away cleanly. Nana Road fired out. Kilkey May is showing speed. Nana Road cut across. She got to the lead by 3. Going to second, She's Grand, the outsider, Full on Lass. Kilkey May dropped back. Then Utah Miss with plenty to do. Black Eva, Queen of Zives at the tail, top corner. Nana Road by 2, but She's Grand going out after her. 5 away to Full on Lass. They're followed up by Utah Miss. Turning. Nana Road in front. She's Grand coming. Nana Road and She's Grand. She's Grand. She's Grand too strong for Nana Road. Utah Miss in third position.
So She's Grand running 30-11 there for trainer Rodney O'Brien, Stewie. And just having a look at the fixed odds on the final next week. $3.80 there from box one.
Yeah, that's right. And I know her trainer, Rodney O'Brien. I think he had the biggest smile in Sydney last night when he drew box one in the final there. She's Grand looking a great chance. The other heat winners in this one, Simon, were Cardiology, who had a terrific come-from-behind win, and Zambora Cross as well, winning her heat. Lagoon Jazzy, you may remember, was a runner-up in the recent Golden Easter Egg. Well, she got through as one of the place getters. She's going to be a big threat from box two. But look, I'm going to stick with She's Grand. As I said, the Greyhound racing in really good form at the moment. She's well drawn in box one. For me, she's the one to be in the ladies' bracelet final.
Yeah, just having a look at the market there. One, She's Grand at 380. Second favourite behind Lagoon Jazzy, who's drawn box two there at 330. Zambora Cross, you mentioned, Stu, box six at $5. And then $6 for Nana Road. Now, she's come up with box eight. Cardiology, the other winner from last night, not really fancied at $14, and she's drawn box number four. So that'll be at Wentworth Park next Saturday night.
It certainly will. Yeah, Cardiology, that's actually tempting, because when that greyhound gets it right, she really gets it right. She's a class act, that one. So she could be a decent value chance, I think. Just sticking with last night's action as well, Simon, down at Bulleye, there was two track records in the night's race in there. Aston DB over the 472 metres and File the Writ over the 400 metres. So two great performances from those greyhounds at Bulleye last night.
And there were no surprises in the Dubbo Gold Cup on Friday night.
No, there wasn't. The Country Cup King, Falcon's Fury, doing it again, adding the Dubbo Gold Cup to the Bulleye and Bathurst Gold Cup he won earlier this year. And he did it a bit tough, Simon, this time jumping from box eight. He was level with Almost Black at the final turn, but he turned on those afterburners again. And, well, look, what a fantastic win for him. And, look, that's now 18 wins and five minor placings from 27 starts. What a star he is.
Now you put the poor to the floor, as Dan Rusford say. Let's have a listen to Dan's call of last Friday night's Dubbo Cup.
Came out okay from out wide too. Falcon Fury bustling up Ferrero Miss and driving through Almost Black. Falcon Fury balanced up second as they run through the pen. Almost Black the leader. Falcon Fury within striking distance of this leader. He's a length away on the outside. Mitra drove through into third in behind them. Ferrero Miss. Water off the track, Little Cindy. A break back to Old Mate Archie, then Slamming Thunder and Starburst Bathy on the side of the circle are about to spin in the cup. Falcon Fury went up on the outside, hit the lead. Falcon Fury, he's home in the cup. He won. He scored. They lined up there. Give it to Almost Black in behind them. Ferrero Miss. Then came Mitra.
Yeah, the only one of them there to go sub 30 seconds, Falcon's Fury, beating the second place Greyhound by about 3.5 lengths, Almost Black. So where will Paul Braddon take Falcon's Fury next year, thanks, Jim?
Look, from memory, Simon, he's eligible for the Group 1 Peter Mosman, the age-restricted series at Wentworth Park, which kicked off at the start of June. And, look, he's got a terrific record at Wentworth Park, Simon, and, look, he'll be a strong favourite for that series. So we'll imagine he'll have maybe a couple of tune-ups, go back to Wentworth Park, and then have a crack at the Peter Mosman. And, look, as I said, he'll be a strong favourite for that series. Such a wonderful greyhound. For me, he's up there with Ando's Mac, I think, as the best greyhound in New South Wales at the moment.
Gee whiz. Well, Striker Light's a pretty handy greyhound too, Stewie, and we'll see Striker Light in action this Wednesday night in the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup. And he's drawn box two, and he's the $2.70 favourite.
Yeah, that's right. As you said, Striker Light's going to jump from box two in that one. And look, that greyhound's got a fantastic record from box two. She's won four of her five starts from that draw, so she's got to be the one to be on there. Lucky Chap was the fastest qualifier there, but he's got the tricky box four for that one. So, look, I think Striker Light has got to be the one to be on in the Warrnambool Cup. It's a big night down there, of course, because on the same night, they have the Group 2 Warrnambool Classic. Now, this is an age-restricted race. It's been a three-week series, Simon, so these greyhounds have done it tough. What a lineup this is. Lightning Frank, that's the brilliant Lightning Frank. He's got box one here. I just think he's a little underdone at the moment. So, look, I'm going to go here for Uphill Jill, the recent Golden Easter Egg finalist. She's racing absolutely superbly at the moment. She was fantastic in the semi-finals last week. For me, she's the top pick in that one from box seven. But, look, that's going to be an absolutely fantastic night's racing at Warrnambool.
That's on Wednesday night. Looking ahead to Thursday, we've got the Group 2 Queensland Derby on.
We have these big races everywhere at the moment, isn't there? Including, as you mentioned there, the Queensland Derby up at Albion Park. Now, this final is dominated by locals. There's a New South Wales greyhound we can cheer on here. Cosmic Bonus, trained by Evelyn Harris up near Grafton. Cosmic Bonus was a super winner in last Thursday's heat. Look, I think Cosmic Bonus would probably be my second pick. I've got to go here, though, with Fast Times, a brilliant local, trained by Tony Brett, who was absolutely superb in the heat last Thursday night, the fastest qualifier. It's a really special talent, this one. Fast time from box two for me, the one to be on in the Queensland Derby, Simon.
So fast times there on Thursday night in the Queensland Derby. And what else is happening around New South Wales over the next week?
Yeah, we've got another great week to look forward to. We've got the Twilight meeting at Canberra today. Then tomorrow, they jump at Nowra, Bathurst, Grafton. Tuesday, they race at Goulburn, Lismore and the Garden. Wednesday, it's back to Richmond and Wentworth Park. Thursday, we've got two great meetings at Maitland and Dapto. Friday, we've got Casino, the Gardens and Richmond. And then Saturday, it's back to Bulleye, the Gardens and Wentworth Park for that meeting, which includes the Group 3 Ladies Bracelet Final. So it's going to be another absolutely cracking week.